We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel. We're talking about the Birkas Koyanim, and in this Halacha so far, we discussed the Birkas Koyanim, we spoke about the conclusion of Shmon Esrei, after that, the Bruch of Sim Shalom. We went on to speak about Nefila Sapayim, putting our heads down on our hands, and now Rav Nosson Zal continues to the Kiddusha de Sidra, which is the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh that we say in Uvolitzian. We say it first in Hebrew and then in Aramaic. And this is a topic that comes up very often throughout Likutei Halachos, the topic of Lashon Kodesh versus Aramaic. And these Kadosh, Kadoshes, which we have in Kiddusha, in Uvolitzian, there are many explanations regarding that throughout the Likutei Halachos. V'zeh b'chinas kedusha de sidra shenistakno b'loshen targum. Based on what we're learning here, and based on the chapter in Likutei Moran that this is based on, Torah Beis and Likutei Moran Tanina, we'll understand why this kedusha is said first in Loshen Kodesh and then in Targum. Hainu shehatargum nichlal b'kedusha. By doing this, we're plugging the Targum into the kedusha. We've mentioned in the past that there are many examples of this. For example, you have Shabbos versus the 6 days of the week, and our mission is to plug the 6 days of the week into Shabbos. One of the ways that we do it is by taking a chunk of Friday and attaching it to Shabbos, and a chunk of Sunday. So too, you have Klal Yisrael, which is Kedusha, versus the other nations. And we have the concept of Gerim and Balei Tshuva, where we're taking part of the Umay Soilam and plugging it into the Kedusha. Ki pe'ulois mishtanois shenichlolim bi'achdus haposhut al yidei tikunei tatfila kanal, because the concept that we mentioned earlier of diversity, pe'ulois mishtanois, means when you have things that are different from each other, and we plug them into oneness, the simple oneness, which is Hashem Kavyochel, through the tikkunim of the tefillah that we make. Ze b'chinas loshen targum, she'oilo v'nichlal b'loshen ha'kodesh. Another example of that is our ability to take the targum and plug it into the loshen ha'kodesh. Ki targum hu b'chinas eitz hadas toivora, k'ma shekosov Rabbeinu Neir Yor b'simen yutes, chelek aleph. We know that Targum represents the Eitz Hadas. Targum is an intermediary between Loshon HaKodesh and the languages of the other nations. Just like, which means it's good and bad. It has one foot in good, one foot in bad. Just like the Eitz Hadas was Toiv and Ra. V'zeh b'chinas malach memtes kemuva. And this is also the concept of this angel, the chief angel in Shamayim, who's referred to as the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mesifta Derikia. There are many yeshivas in heaven. Two of the most major yeshivas in heaven are, the lower one is called Mesifta Derikia, of which the Rosh Yeshiva is the Malach Memtes. The upper one is called Mesifta Iloh, which is a yeshiva, Kaviyochel, which Hashem is the Rosh Yeshiva. And there's no debates, there's no kosher, posel, tomato. There it's all flat halachas, just stating facts in a sense, conclusions. Whereas in the yeshiva of the Malach Memtes, there you still have this concept of right and left, kosher posel, tomei tor, osamuter, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah, shehu b'chinas sheshe simeach oel kanal. And the Malach Memtes and his yeshiva corresponds to the 6 days of the week, which are also a concept of chesed, gevura, teferes, you know, back and forth, right and left. Pe'ulois v'zeh b'chinas, pe'ulois mishtanois. This is the concept of diverse things, things that are different from each other. Ki kol ha-pe'ulois mishtanois heim be'b'chinas eitz hadas toivora. Because all examples of things where you have this variety, you have this concept of a right and a left, good and bad, day and night, they are all related to the Eitz Hadas Toiv Ora. Ki ha-kidusha bi-atzmo hi b'chinas kuloi toiv, kuloi echod, ve'ein shom pu'ula mishuna chas v'shom, rak kuloi echod, kuloi toiv. Because the holiness itself is referred to as all good, all one. There's no diversity over there. It's all oneness, all goodness. V'tekev shenimtze pula meshuna, yes shom achiz asara. And the moment you have more than one, the moment you have two, the moment you have differences, now there becomes an opening for ra, for evil. Sheze b'chinas eitz hadas toivora. This is the concept of the eitz hadas, which was good and bad. U'kemuvan zois b'mayim omer Rabbi Akiva, k'shetagi elav neishayish toher. And as is explained in chapter 51 in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shon. We know, for example, when Hashem created the world, originally there was only Adam. When there was only Adam, there was not yet a potential for the Eitz Hadas. The moment there became two, Adam and Chava, that's when the potential was created for the Ra to have something to attach itself to, for the Eitz Hadas to be able to be effective. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shetargum, Shubachinas Eitz Hadas, Hubachinas Malach Memtes, Bechinas Pu'ulois Mishtanois, Bechinas Sheisha Simeachoil. So therefore, Targum, which is associated with the Eitz Hadas, which is Toivora, which is the concept of the Malach Memtes, these Pulois Mishtanis, the 6 days of the week, V'ato hu nichlal b'kedusha b'toich loshna kodesh. And now, by us saying kodosh, 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 by us first saying the Hebrew version, the loshna kodesh, and then the Targum version of it, we're plugging the Targum into the Kedusha, into the Loshna Kodesh, Shehu Mekusher LeShabbos. And we know that Loshna Kodesh is attached to Shabbos. I mentioned that the Arizal was makbid to speak only Loshna Kodesh on Shabbos. Shabbos is a much higher level. Dehainu She'oimrim HaKedusha B'Loshna Kodesh U'B'Loshin Targum V'Nichlal HaTargum B'Kedusha. We recite this declaration of the holiness of Hashem in Loshon Kodesh, then in Targum, thereby the Targum plugging in. This is the concept of our ability to take the diversity and plug it into the Kiddush, into the oneness, Shehu Etzem HaKedusha. That's the real Kedusha. When the Kedusha is by itself, it's nice, it's good. But when you're able to take the good and bad and have that be nichlal in the Kedusha, that's what really completes the Kedusha. V'zeh shomer hazal, and this is what our rabbis tell us, Alma amai koi, what does the world stand on? What supports the world? A Kedusha de Sidra. This Kedusha, this Kodosh, 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 we have in two versions, the Loshon Kodesh and the Aramaic. Why? Why would the Gemara make such a statement that the world stands on this? Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you why. Ki ikar kiyum ho'ilam hu bishvil hatachlis. The main reason why Hashem maintains the world is to achieve a certain ultimate goal, which is sheyachzor v'yuchlal b'sharoshoy, that this world, this materialistic world, which is pe'ulois mishtanois, where you have day and night, hot and cold, you have all kinds of diversity, should be plugged back into its roots, into its source, which is Hashem, which is oneness. Ki bishvil ze nivra hoilam, val ze kayim hoilam. That's why Hashem created the world, and this is why Hashem is maintaining the world. V'zehu shomru, and this is why our rabbis tell us, Shehoilam kayom akedusha de sidra. The world exists for this kedusha de sidra, meaning sheniskan abaloshin targum, which was established in the language of targum, shubchinas pu'ulois mishtanois shenichlolam bachtu saposhu, which gives us an example of this, these differences plugging into the oneness. Shezehu kiyum hoilam. This is what the whole existence of the world is all about. Ki kiyum ho'olam hu dovor nifla. Because as Rabbi Nazal points out there in Likutei Moran, the existence of the world is something incredible. Shepu'ulois mishtanois. In our world, in this world, everything is different from every minute. There are differences and changes. Everything is changing all the time. Dehainu ha'oilam ha'maloya, which is the world and everything in it. Yekablu chiyus ve'yihyu nimshochin me'echot ha'poshut. And yet, all of this diversity draws its life, its energy, from some pure oneness, the ultimate oneness. V'alkein, ein kiyum l'ho'ilam kiyim al-yidei kedusha de sidra. And this is why the only thing that keeps the world going is this concept of that we have in kedusha de sidra, sh'ayidei zeh nechlolin kol ha'pu'ulois mishtanois ba'achdus ha'poshut. Because through this, through our ability to take Targum, which is representative of Pulois Mishtanois, and unite it, plug it in perfectly with Loshna Kodesh, which is oneness, Vezehu Kiyum Ho'ilam. This is what keeps the world going. And this is the purpose of creation. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeu b'chinas shir shel yoyim sh'oimrim acha kedusha desidro. Now you know why right after Uvolitzion, which has this kadosh kadosh, we go into the shir shel yoyim, where we recite a chapter of Tehillim for each and every one of the 7 days of the week. K'moy sh'oimrim, as we say, hayoyim yoyim rishoyim b'shabbos. Today is the first day of the week, b'shabbos, towards Shabbos. Ukemuva b'sforim, sheze b'shvil lizkor b'chol yoyim es ha-shabbos. And it's brought in sforim that the reason why we announce it this way is so that every single day we're remembering Shabbos. We know we're headed towards Shabbos, and we're associating today with Shabbos. Kedei lahamshich ha-simcha shel Shabbos l'sheish tzimeach el kanal. And one of the reasons we're doing this is to be able to draw the happiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. For most people, the 6 days of the week represent difficulty, struggle, etc. We look forward to Shabbos. And by mentioning Shabbos during each one of these 6 days, we're drawing from Shabbos into that day. And that's what the chapter in Tehillim is song. This is a song expressing our joy and happiness that we're drawing from Shabbos into Sunday, Shabbos into Wednesday. Ki ikar kol hashirois heim rak b'Shabbos, shubchinas olam haba. Because the real time for singing is only on Shabbos. Shabbos represents olam haba, the future world. She'oz yisar hashir shel osid. And the Torah tells us that in olam haba is when Hashem is going to turn on that special song, the song of the future. V'chol hashirois shel sheishes me'achol b'chinas olam hazeh heim rak ma shenimshach mi'shabbos l'sheishes me'achol shir v'simcha. And all the singing and songs that we have during the 6 days of the week, which symbolize the 6,000 years of olam hazeh, all of them draw from Shabbos, which is from Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, this song and happiness. V'alkein oimrim mitchilo hayoim yoim echod b'Shabbos. And that's why we start the song by saying today is day one towards Shabbos. Because a person would say, hey, what are you singing about? Sunday, who has anything to sing about on Sunday or Monday? We're going to work. We're struggling. Parnassa, bills, telephones, all of that stuff. Why are we singing? The answer is we're singing because Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. Because we have the ability, there's a bridge between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos through which we're able to draw some of that happiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki ashir nimshach mi simchas Shabbos shenimshach l'me'achol kanal. V'zeo gam kein v'chinas k'toiris shel achar ha'tfila. And this is also the concept of the k'toiris that we recite in Ein Kelokeinu. B'chinas simcha. K'toiris is all about happiness. K'may shekosov, as the Pasuk says, k'toiris yisamach leiv. The k'toiris brings happiness into the heart. Ki achshov zoichin l'simcha al yidei shenimshach hasimcha shel Shabbos leimei achol. Because now we have achieved real simcha by the fact that we were able to take the simcha of Shabbos and stretch it, bring it into the day, the weekdays. The choizrim o mesaimim. Now before we continue, Ktoiris, Rav Nosson Zal speaks about in many places in Likutei Halachos, that Ktoiris is also this example of the Targum and the Kedusha. We know that Ktoiris was one of the clear examples where you had 10 good-smelling spices, you had one that had a terrible foul odor to it that represents the Ra, and Ktoiris, the greatness of Ktoiris, why Ktoiris is called Simcha is because the Shleimus HaSimcha is when the good is able to take the bad and integrate it into the good and make it part of the good. That's Shleimus of the good. That's the only time that you've completed the good. U'mesaymen, and we conclude the Ein Kelokeinu b'halochos with that special statement, Om Rabbi Elozim Rabbi Chanina, Talmid HaChomim Marbim Sholem Bolem, Shomer Halichos Oilam Loi, Al Tikri Halichos Ewa Halochos, with Halochos and Sholem. Dahainu, Kol HaShoina Halochos B'chol Yoim, where we recite the importance of learning Haloch every day. Ki Zeh Klal Kol HaBechinois, because these two things, the Halochos and the Sholem, include all the other factors we spoke about here. Ki kol ze nase al yedei halachos, because all the different things we spoke about in the last few paragraphs are all accomplished through the proper study of halacha. Shal yodom zeichen l'sholem, through the limud of halacha we're zeichet to peace, to make peace between conflicting opinions. Bechinas achdus haposhut shenizgala kanal, this pure simple oneness that's revealed. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. It seems at one point Rav Nosson Zal concluded the halacha over here, and then he went on to attach an additional paragraph. Again, if you look in the chapter in Likutei Moran, and if you're familiar with it, all the pieces fit together much stronger. Because in that chapter in Likutei Moran, in the beginning, Rabbeinu Zal went into a major discussion on the topic of halachos. Paragraph Hey, v'zeh b'chinas kedusha desidro shayim rebbe moitzoi Shabbos. And now you'll understand also why there's a special kadosh, kadosh, kadosh that we recite on Saturday night, moitzoi Shabbos, right after Ma'ariv. Hainu kanal, this fits in beautifully with what we learned before. Shetekef achar yitzias ha-Shabbos. As soon as we've completed the Shabbos, and we're leaving Shabbos and entering into the 6 days of the week. Right there, we say Kadosh, 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 and the Aramaic. Shenistakna b'loshen haKodesh or b'loshen Targum. Why? Kedei lahamshich kedusha shel Shabbos l'sheishes imeachol. To show us that this is our mission right now. We just had a fabulous Shabbos, and it's coming to an end. We don't want it to end. We're going to bridge it. We're going to connect it to the 6 days of the week. Through the bridge between Targum and Loshna Kodesh, Shehu Mekusher LeShabbos, which is attached, Loshna Kodesh is attached to Shabbos, Vo'imrim Seder HaKedusha Bohem, and we recite the Seder HaKedusha in them. V'alkein noyagim b'Shabbos v'yontif she'eino imrim behem kedusha desidra b'shachris kiim b'mincha. Now you'll understand also why this kadosh, kadosh, kadosh that we say in Hebrew and Aramaic, uvolat zion, we say it only during the weekdays. In the morning, shachris. On Shabbos morning and on yontif morning, we do not say uvolat zion. Why? It's such a beautiful tefillah. Why leave it out? Why lose out on anything on Shabbos? If anything, we just want to add. Ki oz ein tzrichin lahamshich aleihem hakedusha kanal. Because on Shabbos and Yontif, we don't have to draw that simcha, that holiness upon us. Ki heim atzmam kodesh. Because Shabbos and Yontif are holy. They are the holiness. V'gam Yontif Mizgala boy kedusha Shabbos kemuva, and on Yom Tov also the holiness of Shabbos is shining through there. Rak b'mincha oimrim hakedusha de sidra. However, Shabbos mincha we do say uvolatzion. Why? On one hand, Shabbos mincha is the holiest part of Shabbos. However, ki mincha hu samoch liyemei hachol, because the mincha of today is the beginning of tomorrow. Mincha time is when the sun is setting. Today is coming to a close, and we're entering into the new day. This is why the law is that usually, when on the following day you're not going to say tachnun, you also do not say tachnun on the day before at the mincha. The mincha goes together to a degree with the following day. So this is why on Shabbos mincha, we do start saying uvolatzin. We do have this kedusha de sidra, ki tfilas mincha koruch liyoyim shalachrov le'inyin tachnun. Because the tefillah of mincha of today, it follows the next day regarding tachnun. For example, Shabbos mincha, we have the tzidkos chotzedek. We will not say it if Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, or if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. We will not say tzidkoscha in the mincha on Shabbos before it. Al kein oimrim oz kedusha de sidra. Therefore, on Shabbos mincha, we do include the kadosh, the loshon kodesh, and the targum, because we're already moving towards the weekday. There we want to start making this bridge, this tikkun, of targum to loshon kodesh. Baruch Hashem. Now we begin a new halacha, halacha gimel of Nesias Kapayim. This halacha is based on a chapter in the Likutei Moharan that we haven't had in a long time. I'm not sure if we've had it already in this volume. We certainly haven't had it recently. It's one of the long chapters in the Likutei Moharan, chapter 31, which introduces some very important concepts. This is one of the chapters which deals with the debate between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and the wise men of Athens. Al pi ha'maimar ha'maschil islon bira bedabra. This is based on the chapter in the Likutei Moharan 31, where the wise men of Athens said to Rabbi Yeshua, we have a large building like in the wilderness, see if you can transport it here. Ayin shom heitev kol ha'maimar kuloi. Study that entire chapter in the Likutei Moharan well in order to have a full introduction to this halacha. Ubekitzer, however, Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll summarize it for you. Ki tzedaka hu bechinas hagalgalim. Rabbeinu Zal begins there by telling us that tzedaka is associated with the heavenly spheres, the stars, the sun, the moon, the planets. There's a pasuk by tzedaka where it says, ki biglal hadovar hazeh. And Rabbeinu Zal there makes the association between glal and galgalim. And there are other associations from the Gemara. Ve'ein shleimus litzdoko kiim al yidei emuna. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moharan makes a very powerful statement that what a Jew gives tzedaka, the mitzvah of tzedaka is incomplete. And it only achieves completion based on the emuna with which the tzedaka is being given. We know there's a pasuk, tzivisa tzedek edoisecho ve'emuna ma'oid, that the ma'oid, the wealth of a person, the money of a person, is associated with the emuna. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 23 in Likutei Moharan, but also the tzedek, tzivisa tzedek edoisecho, the tzedakah is related to the emuna, shehi mekoyer habrochos. Emuna is the source of all blessing. There's a pasuk, ish emunois rav brochais, a man of faith, multitude of blessings. And Rabbeinu Salveh quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says that if a person gives a poor man a pruta, a penny, they get six blessings. If they if they appease the poor person, if they talk to him and make him laugh and make him feel good about himself, they get 11 brachos. And Rabbeinu Zalveh says there seems to be a question here. The numbers seem to be off, because based on what the Gemara mentions in other places, the Shlemus seems to be 7 and 12. Why is it 6 and 11? And Rabbeinu Zal explains this there, and he says the reason is because the missing ingredient, what's going to convert it from 6 to 7 and 11 to 12, is Emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show this there. And this is why we see something missing from the blessings that are mentioned by tzedakah, because logically there should really be 19 brachos, 7 and 12, corresponding to the 7 planets. Koichveleches means planets or special stars, the Yudbeis Galgalim, and the 12 spheres, the 12 signs of the zodiac. Rabbi Sein Zochron of Rochamru, whereas our rabbis tell us in Baba Basra, page 9, Hanoisein Stoko Mizborech B'sheish Brochis, that if a person gives a poor person charity, the person is blessed with 6 blessings. Zvahamefaisoi, and if he makes the poor person feel good by talking to him, by listening to him, Biur Aleph, he receives 11 brachos. Nimtza shechoser mehem. So the Gemara seems to be implying that the blessings are incomplete. Zemoira, this shows she'ein shleimus latztoka kiim al yidei emuna. That what really completes the tztoka is emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there the emuna he toloi bebris. Emuna is dependent on Tikkun HaBris. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk there, Ubrisi ne'emenes loy. My covenant is trustworthy to him. The kesher between Bris and Emuna. Ubrisi ne'emenes loy. We know that Emuna is usually associated with the sphere of Malchus, and Malchus is connected to Yesoid. Yesoid is Bris. So Emuna, which is Malchus, is dependent on Yesoid, which is Bris. Ushmiras habris hu bebeis bechinois. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moharan that Shmiras habris is on 2 different levels. Shehein bechinas malach Hashem, one level of Shmiras habris is referred to as malach Hashem. The second level is referred to as tzavokois. Umi shezoich leshmiras habris, and when a person is zoich to purity in the area of bris, Azai Chesed Mizgale. This causes a revelation of Chesed, because again, Yesoid is the lowest level of a set of 6, which begins from Chesed. Chesed Gvura Teferes Netzach Yesoid. So when the Bris is strong, this will affect a light that goes up the ladder to Chesed. This will cause a revelation of Chesed. Hainu Ahava Vehishtoikikus Vekisuf and Lashem Yisborach. Rabbeinu Zal says there that this will generate feelings of love and deep yearning for Hashem. That's how a Jew expresses his love for Hashem, when the person feels a deep yearning for Hashem, a longing, a wanting to be part of Hashem, a wanting to please Hashem. Vaideze Nasin Nefoshois. And this creates souls, because the word nefesh in Hebrew means rotzon, desire. So when a Jew pumps up, he cranks up his desire for Hashem to a crescendo, he's cranking out souls. He's actually generating souls. V'nasin nekudois lehoisyois. And the person is also putting vowels onto the letters. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moharan quotes from the Zohar HaKodesh and other Sforim that we know that Torah is made up of different components. The letters represent something holy, but the letters cannot move and cannot be effective unless you have vowels under them. The letters alone have no pronunciation. You can't say them, you can't recite them unless you put vowels to them. Vowels are called nekudos. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Nekudas HaKesef, that Kisufin, Kisufin means deep yearning for Hashem. That's what puts the vowels onto the letters. That's what gets the machinery moving. That's what gets those letters moving. That's what puts life, injects life into the letters, into the Kedusha. Hainu, shenitztayrin hois yois lekabel toiv. The letters begin to take on a shape and form where they can receive the goodness of Hashem. Rabbi Nezal goes on to say over there, v'loy dai behishtekikis v'kisufin levad. However, it's not enough for a person to have yearning, deep yearning and longing for Hashem, el etzorech gam lohoitzi b'sfosov hakisufin shaloi. A person has to see to it to express it in words, to put his yearning, his longing for Hashem into words, kedei sheteitze hanefesh mikoyach el apoyel. In order to take that soul that was created through the yearning and bring it into action. The yearning creates the soul in theory, in machshava, as a spiritual item. When the person puts that longing into words, that nefesh becomes actualized. It becomes a living being in a sense. The pasuk says, nafshi yotza bedabroi. My soul comes forth, goes forth, through dibur, through speech. I have an opportunity to mention an example of this. In the entire week, 7 days of the week, the time when a Jew is supposed to experience the deepest longing and yearning for Hashem is on Shabbos at Mincha. Shabbos at Mincha is called Rotzon Sheberetzonos, desire of desires, yearning of yearnings. And this is the reason why that meal of the Tfilas Mincha of Shalashudas is so important. We say that special line, Va'ani Sfilosi L'cho Hashem Eis Rotzon. They take out the Sefer Torah. We have this special Suda where the custom among Hasidim is that this Suda people come together. Even though it's beautiful, when a person has a Suda with their family, it's beautiful, it's special, it has its place in Yiddishkeit. But there are certain times when the men get together at a time of extreme holiness, special holiness, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Mincha is a time like that. When there's a gathering, when there's a different level completely of holiness, of dveikus to Hashem that's achieved, and that's why we have the special singing at Shalashuris, we have the special Divrei Torah by the great Tzadikim. The highlight of the Torah, the most special Torah of the week, was the Torah of Shalashuris, usually. Even though they would say Torah sometimes Friday night, but Shabbos Mincha is the ultimate. And then in Breslov, we have the custom of a rikid, the dance after the Divrei Torah, which that's the climax, that's the completion of the Shabbos, which again is a time of deep longing for Hashem, longing and yearning. I remember Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, whose Yortzeit is coming up a week from tomorrow, Heyov, the same day as the Yortzeit of the Arizal, is the Yortzeit of Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha. I remember he would speak about this often, that when he would see Breslover Hasidim in a rikid, and he'd see people talking to each other in a rikid or other nonsense, he would say, these people don't get it. They don't know. They never saw what a rikid was like in Uman. When people would be dancing in Uman, the rikid of Shalashuris, people would be crying at the time, crying from deep longing to Hashem, such a deep feeling of yearning for Hashem. And he mentioned that he was once in the rikid with Rablevi Yitzchak Bender Zechman Vracha, who was one of his close friends, and he was standing next to him, and he heard that Rablevi Yitzchak wasn't singing, and Reb Michal was the kind of person who didn't take anything. He turned to Rablevi Yitzchak and he said, why aren't you singing? Even though Rablevi Yitzchak was older than him and he had tremendous respect for him, Rablevi Yitzchak said to him, what are you talking about? This is such an ace rotzayin. This is a special time when Shabbos is at its climax. This is a time to ask Hashem for things, to turn that longing, that hishtoikikus, into words, put it into words. Now, naturally, if everybody's going to do that, nobody's going to be, you're going to have a silent march. But since not everybody knows about it, those that do know about it, and again, for part of the time, it doesn't have to be all the time, to take that opportunity at the most important moment of the week, the climax of Shabbos, and to sneak in some of your most important bakoshos at that time, while everybody's holding hands. Every part of this represents an incredible level of Kiddusha. In the Zohar HaKadosh, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed some of the deepest secrets of the Zohar HaKadosh, he would tell his students first to lock hands. Every piece of this represents building to a climax of Kiddusha, a climax of Dveikus Hashem, which means, again, that the doors of heaven are open at that time, and it's a time when a person can try to achieve things that they couldn't necessarily accomplish at another time. V'zeh b'chinas gilgulei nefosh hanefoshos. Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 31, Likut Man, speaks about the concept of gilgulim, reincarnations of souls, and the different connections between the souls. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Lamed Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas zivugei hanefoshos. And Rabbeinu Zal also speaks about the mating, the connection between the different souls. Ki isarusa delesato shekoisei feladovar shebigdusha, because the deep yearning from downstairs, from this world, from people down here on earth, where they're yearning upwards, they're yearning for holiness that's above them, they're trying to reach up, ovid nefesh nukva, that creates a female soul. Vazai choizer hadovor v'nichsaf elov. When a person, Rab Nosson Zal tells us here, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, that when a Jew is yearning for a dovor shebigdusha, for example, let's say a Jew is living out of Eretz Yisrael, and he's yearning to come to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to come to Eretz Yisrael, the yearning that he has towards Eretz Yisrael, that represents a female soul. That's called Isarusa de Lesata, where the lower one is yearning for the upper one. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, when that happens, the mitzvah itself throws out a rope to the person. Just like Kemare Ponim El Aponim, when a person shows a yearning for Eretz Yisrael returns the yearning. Eretz Yisrael reaches out towards the person. Eretz Yisrael yearns towards the person. V'azay choyz radov nechzavela, v'zeh b'chinas isarusa de dechura, ovid nefesh dechura. And the Zohar Kodesh says, when the Zohar, when the mashpia is yearning, that generates the male portion of the soul. V'azay, and this brings about a zivug, a yichud, a union. V'azay, and Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there, kishehu bal nefesh, a Jew who is spiritual, azai kol achiloisov usseudoisov bebchinas lechem haponim. When that person eats and has meals, their eating takes on the holiness of the lechem haponim in the Beis Hamikdash. Vazai kol hoakum kulam torchem b'shvil panasosoy. And when a Jew gets to that level, that his eating is like lechem haponim, he's the kohen, then all the other nations work to provide for him, just like the Kahanim and Levim was supported by others. Va'azai nizgala b'chinas ponim. And this brings about, through this lechem aponim, this brings about a revelation of the ponim of Hashem, kavyochel. B'chinas oyer hachama, the light of the sun. B'chinas v'lo yikonef oit moirecha. As the Navi says in Yeshayah chapter 30, your master will not hide anymore. Hashem will stop hiding. He'll pull away the curtain and he'll reveal, he'll show his face. Ki nizgale penei Hashem. The face of Hashem is revealed. Ki sor tzilam. Because the shadow, the shade, the curtain that the Sitra Achra has placed blocking the Kiddusha from shining through will be removed. Ayin Shom. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over there in chapter 31, ki heim dvorim elyoinim ma'oid. Because what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there is awesome, you know, very, very high level spiritual concepts that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Torah Lamed Aleph. Paragraph Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his explanation to clarify what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Likut Imran and to connect it to the concept of Duchening, Birchas Koyanim. V'zeh b'chinas Birchas Koyanim. Everything Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there is tied into Birchas Koyanim. Ki ha-koyhein ish ha-chesed, ki yodua. The Koyhein represents Chesed, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. There are many proofs for it. But Koyhein Levi Yisrael represent Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. V'hu b'chinas Chesed demezgale b'puma di'ama. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran speaks about this Chesed. He quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which speaks about a Chesed that is revealed from the mouth of the Bris, from the opening of the Bris Kodesh, that when a Jew is zeichet to Shleimus and Tikkun HaBris, like we mentioned earlier, this causes a revelation of Chesed, because they are one set. Chesed through Yesoid is one set. When the Yesoid is solid, it causes a flow of Chesed. Shehu haChesed haShoyre Eitzel haBris Sholem. This refers to the Chesed that rests upon the Bris, which is referred to as Sholem, as we saw in last week's parsha, Bebechinas, Hineni Noisein Loi es Brisi Sholem. Hashem refers to the covenant, the Bris that He gave to Pinchas, as Sholem. V'hoisaloi Bris Kohuna Acharav, Bris Kohuna Soilam. Ki haKohuna shehi bechinas Chesed mezgale al yedei shmiras haBris kanal. Because the Kohuna, which we said is Chesed, what generates that Chesed? The Bris that the Kohanim are outstanding in. Ki haKohanim hein bechinas shmiras haBris. The Kohanim were unique in their purity in shmiras haBris. Kamo shekosuv, as Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Vezoy Sabrocha, chapter 33 in Chumash Dvorim. Because they, Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, are the ones who guard your words and they guard your bris, Hashem. Now you'll understand also why the Kohanim are the masters of this yearning for Hashem, this deep yearning for Hashem, which we said earlier is synonymous with Chesed. Chesed is synonymous with Ahava, which is synonymous with Ratzon and Kisufin. Ki kol maisa hakorbonos heim al yedei hakohen, because the ones who were in charge of all the activities related to the korbonos were the Kohanim, ubechol hakorbonos nemar Ratzon. And the Torah, when it speaks about all the different sacrifices, it says that this is l'rotzayn l'Hashem. This is an appeasement for Hashem. This is something that we want should be desired by Hashem. Kama shekosuv, l'rotzaynchem tizbochu. Ukiyotze boze b'chol maisa krobonois al yidei akoyen nemar l'rotzayn. And so too, if you look throughout Chumash Vayikra, throughout all the places where it speaks about krobonois, it always emphasizes this l'rotzayn, that the korbonos were all about this deep love and yearning towards Hashem. Ki ha-koyen daiko yochoy lahakriv es ha-korbonos l'rotzayn. The koyen is the one who is best suited to offer the korbonos l'rotzayn l'Hashem. Ki ha-koyen hu bechinas rotzayn, because the koyen is rotzayn. Ki hu bechinas chesed v'ahava. The coin represents kindness, love, which is this yearning, this rotzayn. V'alkein, and therefore, horav, shehu doyme lemalach Hashem tzvokos, when the pasuk speaks about a tzaddik, and it says that tzaddik is like a heavenly angel, dahainu shu b'chinas shmiras habris, referring specifically to his quality in shmiras habris, She'azai mezgala ha-chesed al yodoi, which gives him the ability to reveal this chesed, aynu avo v'shtoikas v'kisufim, kemavur heite b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very well over there in Likut Imran, ze'horav nikro koyhein. The tzaddik, the rabbi, is also referred to as koyhein, kemavur shom b'posik zeh, as we find in the posik there in Malachi chapter 2. The posik begins with the words, ki sifse kohen yishmeru das v'toyru yevakshem ipihu ki malach Hashem tzvoko yisu. V'dorsh razal, and the Gemara says in Moed Koton, page 17, al zeh, in this pasuk, im horav doyim el malach Hashem tzvoko yis, if the rabbi is like a heavenly angel, toru yevakshem ipihu, then go learn Torah, seek Torah from his mouth. Ubir Rabbeinu Zal b'maimer hanal inyan zeh. And Rabbeinu Zal there gives an incredible interpretation of this pasuk in Gemara. Rabbeinu Zal says there, ki kishorav doim elamalach Hashem tzvokois, when the rabbi is like a heavenly angel, and tzvokois refers specifically to Tikkun HaBris. The Gemara says that the word tzvokois is ois hi betzovo delay. It has that word ois in it, which refers to bris. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that if we're dealing with a tzaddik who has both levels of Shmiras HaBris, which are referred to as Malach Hashem, that's one level, and Tzvokois is the second level, Vazai Chesed Mizgale, and then through this rabbi, he has the ability to reveal the Chesed, Dahainu Kisufen Vishtaikikus, when he teaches Torah, his students feel an incredible deep longing and yearning for Hashem, for holiness. And we said earlier, it's important for those yearnings and longings to be verbalized, to be put into words. And that puts vowels onto the letters of the Torah. And then the letters of the Torah are formatted to form good formations, blessings. To perform good things. We mentioned many times that the way the letters are formatted could be the positive or negative. You could have the same three letters, tzadik, hey, resh, which make the word tsoihar, which means light. The same letters, tzadik, resh, hey, is tsora, pain, suffering. Nega, pain, sickness, illness, disease. Oineg, same letters, depending on how you format them, depending on the vowels that put the letters together properly. V'zehu toiro yivakshu mipihu. Listen to the spin that Rabbeinu Zal puts on this. She'oisyois ha-toiro mivakshin lehitztayer al yidei zeh horav. The literal meaning over there meant that we, the Jews, should seek Torah from the mouth of such a rabbi. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Torah seeks out such a rabbi, the Torah wants that kind of rabbi to be speaking its words. Torah yevakshu mipihu, she'oisyos ha-toiro is mevakshim litztayer al yidei zeh horav she'dom l'machshim tzvokois. The letters of the Torah want to come forth from the mouth of such a rabbi because they know he's generating this chesed, this hishtoikikus, this kisufim, these nekudois, which are going to form those letters of the Torah into positive formations. Kemavur kol zeh heite b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this very thoroughly over there in chapter 31, ayin sham heitev. Study it. V'zeh horav honal nikra kohen. And this tzaddik, this rabbi who Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there, the Torah calls him kohen. Why? Ki ha-kohen hu b'chinas horav hanal. Because the kohen represents that tzaddik. Ki ha-kohen hu b'chinas shmiras habris kanal. Because as we said before, kohanim are different from the rest of Klal Yisrael in the fact that they have more laws of shmiras habris. And it's for this reason that Hashem commanded the Kohanim to have more requirements of bris than the regular Jews. As the pasuk says, Kedoshim Yihiyu, the Kohanim will be Kodesh, Isha Zoyna V'chalol Lo Yikochu, V'isha Grusha Lo Yikochu, the Kohanim have all kinds of extra obligations. And now you can understand why the Kohen has this power of chesed. Because through bris, the Zohar HaKadosh says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there, that the bepuma de bris is nizgala de chesed. V'alkein ha-kohen hu bebechinas horav honal. And that's why the kohen represents the tzaddik. We see here in Likut HaLuchos, Rav Nosson Zal made it two-directional. The kohen represents the tzaddik, and the tzaddik is referred to as kohen. V'zeh shekosuv bekohanim, and this is why we find that the Torah says about the kohanim, tumecho ve'urecho le'ish chasidecho, that your chasidim Hashem, the ish chasidecho, this is also speaking there about Shevet Levi, the kohanim, that they possess this emes. Tumecho means emes. Why? Ki shomru imrosecho ubrischo yinsoiru, because they keep the bris on a higher level. Yoiru mishpotecho le'yakov, and they are the ones who teach the laws to the Jewish people. V'toyroscho le'Yisrael, and they're the ones who are teaching Torah to the Jewish people. Ki ha-kohen shehu ish chasidecho, because the kohen who is the ish ha-chesed, shezoicha lezeh al yidei shmiras habris, and he zoicha to that chesed through his purity in shmiras habris, ki shomru im rosecho brischa in soiru, al kein al yidei zeh yoiru mishpotecho le'yakoy v'seroscho. That's what made them so well suited to teach Torah to the Jewish people. Because the pasuk says, when you're looking for a rabbi to learn Torah from, look for a rabbi who's outstanding in Shmiras HaBris, which means he has this chesed, which means he can infuse you with this deep desire, this deep longing for Hashem. Ki hu bevadai roi lahoirois mishpat v'Torah l'Yisrael, because he is definitely qualified to teach justice and Torah to the Jewish people. Ki Torah yevakshu mipihu, because the Torah itself wants to come out of his mouth. The Torah itself is longing to come forth from his mouth. Ki oisiyas haTorah is mevakshin sheitzdariu al yidei bechinas kohen ish hachesed. The letters of the Torah are anxious to be formatted by this kohen ish hachesed shubchinas horav hanal, which is this rabbi who is a tzaddik, who has the shmiras habris. And through this kohen, who is this tzaddik, who is teaching Torah to the Jewish people, he sees to it to format the letters of the Torah into something good, into a blessing, a bracha. He has the ability to shape and format the letters, to put them together in a manner of bracha and good, machmashu bechinas chesed, because he is the concept of chesed, al yidei bechinas bris, through his shmiras habris. V'alkein, bevadai hakoyen huroi lohoirois toiru mishpat l'Yisrael. And for this reason, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu said that the kohanim, they are the ones who are best suited to teach Torah and mishpat to Yisrael. They have the extra shmiras habris. They have the chesed, though the Torah itself is anxious to come forth from their mouth, and they, when they're teaching Torah, it's together with this deep longing and yearning that they convey to their Talmidim, those that are receiving, which generates these nefoshos, the female nefoshos and the male nefoshos, and brings about that zivug and all kinds of incredible positive things. Nimtzo, we see therefore, Shakoin hu bebchinas bris, bchinas chesed anal. V'alkein kol habrochos la'idei hakoin. And for this reason, all the blessings of the Jewish people are received via the kohanim. Ki al yodoi nishlomim kol habrochos. Because they are the ones who complete the brochos. Based on what we learned earlier. Why? Ki kol habrochos chaserin. Because we said the brochos are lacking. Remember, there's only 6 and 11. Instead of 7 and 12. Ve'ein lohem shleimus kimayde emuna. The only thing that can complete the bracha is emuna. Ve'emuna tluya b'shmiras habris. Emuna is dependent on bris. We mentioned the pasuk earlier. Ubrisi ne'emenes loy. Vayde bris chesed mizgale. Through shmiras habris, that reveals the chesed. Dahainu rotzoim v'kisufan l'ashim izbor. Deep yearning for Hashem. And then the letters are shaped and formatted in a positive way. Vaydeze daiko nishlomim habrochois. And that's what completes the blessings. Kikol habrochois boim ayideze. Because this is what brings the brochois. What? Alidei hakisufin digdusha. When there is this deep longing and yearning, Shaideze metzairin oisius haTorah, that's what shapes and formats the letters of the Torah. Sheheim poyalim vaoisim kol davar sheboilim, which generate the brachos. They generate everything. How did Hashem create the world and everything in it? Bidvar Hashem shomayim, with dibur, with letters. So when a Jew is zoicha to these kisufin of kedusha, this yearning of Kedusha, which puts vowels onto the letters and which formats those letters into a blessing, Mitzayren Oysam Letoiv Avlevrocha Umishom Ikra Brocha. And that's where the real blessing comes from. Kikol Habrochois Hakoil Mehatoira. Because all blessings are drawn from the Torah. Shemishom Chius Kol Hadvorim Sheboilam. That's the source of life and energy for everything in the world. Ach oisius haTorah ein lehem shum peula rak kefi ma shemetzayrim oisim aydei kisufim letoiv v'lehebchas shom. However, the letters of the Torah cannot do anything. They don't get turned on until you turn them on with either good ritzoinos or bad ritzoinos. If a person has longings for holiness, for goodness, they turn on those letters of Torah to give forth blessing and all kinds of positive things. If a person has longings and desires for Tivus Rois and Midas Rois, they activate the letters of the Torah, they shape them into curses, into negative things. Kimavur b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Lamed Aleph. Achar ha-memra de-sovei de-be'atuna, after Rabbeinu Zal explains the interaction between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania and the wise men of Athens, Hamaschil, by the paragraph that begins with the words Zivugon v'etztarfuson sheloisyes, the mating and the combination of the letters, the putting together of the letters of the Torah. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shaidei kisufin digdusha, through longing of holiness, Mishom kol habrochos. That's where all the brochos really come from. V'alkein daikai de'acheset shemizgali de'shmira sabris. And therefore, when there is Shmira Sabris, which generates the Chesed, which is this longing and yearning, Shubchin as Rotzim v'kisufin Nekdusha, Aydeze Nishlomim Kol Habrochais. This is what completes all the blessings. Sheshleimusam Alide Emuna. We said before, what's needed to be Mashlem them is Emuna, Shetluya b'Shmira Sabris, which is dependent on Shmira Sabris. Shaideze mezgale hachesed, which is what generates and reveals the chesed. Uboze mekushar heite b'maimranal, Rav Nosal says, through the explanation I've just given, I've connected very, very well what Rabbi Nosal speaks over there, inyan hachesed, the concept of the chesed, which Rabbi Nosal said was the yearning, that deep yearning and longing that a person has for Hashem, le'inyan shleimus habrochus, to the second topic that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about here in the Kutumran, about completing the brachos through emuna, v'hovein, and understand well the whole connection. We'll hold it over here for now.